The next item on the agenda is discussion, presentation of 2019-20 Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey Results and information pertaining to Virginia Blue Crab Fisheries.
Good morning. This is Alexa Kretsch. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, Alexa. Loud and clear.
All right. Good morning, Commissioner and members of the Commission. Today I'll be presenting the results of the 2019-20 Baywide Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey. Next slide, please. This survey is a cooperative effort between Maryland, DNR, and VIMS, and has operated since 1990. Each state sends out a vessel that conducts dredge tows across the bay from December through March. They then combine these data to assess a bay-wide abundance, including size and sex-specific estimates. The survey also puts together harvests from each bay jurisdiction with abundances to estimate exploitation of the blue crab population. These results are an important tool for managers who have used abundance and exploitation levels to determine what or if management action is needed. These results have been reviewed by the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee and a cohesive management approach discussed by Virginia, Maryland, and Potomac River. The result of this is a press release coordinated between the jurisdictions, which was released on May 20th and can be found in Attachment 3 of your evaluation. The following data were also presented to the Crab Management Advisory Committee at their May 21st meeting. Next slide. All abundance estimates decreased from 2019, but for the most part are still higher than they were in 2018. Total crab abundance decreased by a third. Female abundance is over the 70 million crab threshold, but is still below the 215 million crab target. The biggest thing driving the total abundance down was a 42% drop in juvenile abundance, making 2020's juvenile value rank 19 out of the 31 years of the survey. One good thing is that overwintering mortality is the lowest the survey has seen, less than 1% in each category. Next slide. Here are the total abundances of all sizes and sexes in the bay. You can see the drop from 2019 to 2020. 2020 was below the long-term average and the average since the 2008 measures were introduced, but seems to be within the normal variability since 2015. Next slide. This is the abundance of juveniles, which was also below the average of both time periods. And as I said, there was a drop of 43% from 2019. Next slide. This is the abundance of both male and female adults. It did decline, but it remained over the long and short-term averages. Next slide. This is the control rule that dictates a healthy range for the population. We're not at the 215 million crab target, but we're still well above the 70 million crab threshold. Next slide. I'll now be presenting the bay-wide harvest. Next slide. This is total harvest in the bay, not including seaside areas, which totaled 61 million pounds across Virginia, Maryland, and the Potomac River. Note that the blue bars are Virginia harvest, the red is Maryland, and the yellow is from the Potomac River. The baywide harvest was 10% higher in 2019 than in 2018. 2019 is right at the long-term mean and is above the post-2008. Next slide. For the 11th year in a row, the bay fished below the female exploitation target of 25.5% and the 34% threshold. The female exploitation rate in 2019 was 17%, and this defines the exploitation rate, which is the percentage of crabs in a year in the population removed by harvest. Next slide. The male exploitation rate of 18% was also below the conservation trigger. It's interesting that both the male and female exploitation rates were lower this year than last year, considering the total harvest increase. This is because of the higher abundances we saw in 2019. Also keep in mind there is uncertainty on both sides of this equation, with how many crabs we caught and how many there were in the bay. This is why the jurisdictions use precaution in managing harvest. Next slide. The next two graphs show what percent of female and male crabs harvested from the bay in 2019 were caught by each jurisdiction. In 2018, Maryland harvested a similar number of females as Virginia did, but last year, Virginia returned to catching two-thirds of the females. Next slide. The trend in male crabs, where Maryland typically takes 60 to 70%, remained the same again last year. Next slide. I included this graph because it shows an interesting trend where juvenile abundance tracks quite closely with the baywide harvest. This likely represents how the juveniles in a winter survey mature into the harvestable population that year. Next slide. Now onto Virginia-specific harvest information. Keep in mind, all these data remain preliminary at this time. Baywide harvest had increased 10% in 2019, but Virginia's harvest, including the seaside areas, increased by 22%. The distribution by gear is similar to previous years. Dockside value was over $34 million. 878 individuals reported harvest over 65,000 trips. Next slide. The blue bars here represent commercial harvest in millions of pounds. The orange line shows the dockside value in millions of dollars, adjusted to the 2019 value. 2019 actually had the third highest value since 2001. Next slide. This graph tracks the eligibility, sales, and use of crab pot licenses. About 65% of eligible licensees reported harvest, which has been steady for the last few years. This leaves latent effort or people who are eligible for a license and choose not to use it at 35%. It looks like most latent effort is in the 85-pot license category, where only half of eligible licensees reported activity in 2019. Next slide. This graph shows harvest days, or how many days out of the season crabbers reported activity. For example, 66 people, or 8% of all active crabbers, reported working between 1 and 10 days. The most days fished by any crabber was 216, which is impressive when you consider there are 222 allowed days in the season, excluding Sundays. Next slide. Here's harvest by crab pot over time. You can see the 2019 increase from 2018, and is also above the long-term average and the average since the 2008 measures were put in place. Next slide. This also shows harvest by crab pot with the number of trips overlaid. You can see that our crabbers took about 4,000 more trips in 2019 than they did in 2018. Next slide. Crab pot harvest by month follows the average trend with peaks in April, and again in July and August. The biggest difference from 2018 was in spring. March increased from 70,000 to 500,000 pounds, and April increased from 1.7 million to 4.7 million pounds. Next slide. Harvest by dealer pots has a lot less variability than crab pots, and 2019 is right to the average since 2009. Next slide. Dealer pot trips have decreased for the fourth year in a row, though harvest has been somewhat stable. Next slide. Staff recommends this information be used as guidance for any regulatory changes to Virginia's bluecrab fishery that may be considered for advertisement by the commission for its June public hearing. And with that, I can take any questions.
Thank you, Alexa. Any members of the commission have any questions for Alexa? I think it shows that things appear to be relatively stable and the management practices that we have in place are working. Any questions?
This is Christy Everett. I had a question.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Everett, proceed.
Yeah. So I think it was mentioned that the juvenile abundance has decreased to 42%. Does that indicate for the 2021 survey, next winter survey, we should see also either similar decline or increased decline, if that's an indicator of future year?
Alexa?
The blue crab population is more like an annual crop than the species we usually handle, where you see the effects carried through. So we can have juvenile abundance be high one year and low the next, as we just saw, even though there should be more spawned members of the population. It often depends on weather, temperature, predators, things that we can't really affect.
Do you have a follow-up, Ms. Everett?
No, thank you very much. It's helpful. Appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. Further questions? Alexa, thank you for the comprehensive overview. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.